But right now, inshallah, let's go and talk about news and what's happening in the world. And this is something quite interesting that raised the ire of many people in South Africa. And I know you're going to be saying, why are we even discussing it? Because it's a reality and now people want it. Well, not people. I don't even know who wants it. I hardly hear of people who want this. And they're talking about sex education in South Africa and adding it to the syllabus. Now, more groups are targeting this. Now, conservative pro-family advocacy groups with U.S. ties are targeting increasingly inclusive sex education lesson plans being developed by the South African Education Department as part of the life orientation curriculum. Now, three groups in particular are vehemently opposed to the new content. They are the Freedom of Religion South Africa, the Conservative Teachers Union, the SAOU, and the Family Policy Institute. Now, three organizations are calling on civil society to mobilize a boycott of the new comprehensive sex education material, and they argue that the content violates traditional Christian values and is dangerous to children, and it violates traditional Muslim values as well, I think. And the new plans have not been released, but media reports suggest they include topics such as consent, gender and diversity, self-image, genital differences, body diversity, and there's some stuff. I don't know if I'm even comfortable speaking about it on air. And I'm 38 years old, and for my children to be learning that one day in school is abhorrent. I will take my children out of school, I'm telling you. Now, according to the Basic Department of Education, the purpose of CSE is to ensure that they help learners build an understanding of concepts, content, values, and attitudes related to sexuality, sexual behavior, and safe and healthy lives. Now, 4SA calls the plans nothing less than soft porn, and the South African government has strongly rejected and debunked the information that is circulating. Now, the narrative that sex education is dangerous to children is common among U.S. conservative pro-family advocacy groups. The pro-family movement unites the anti-abortion and anti-gay movements that emerge in the U.S. The 1970s in response to the sexual revolution. And the pro-family movement advocates two main messages. The first is that the heterosexual nuclear family is the only natural form of kinship. The second is that the nuclear family is economically productive, whereas others, such as those involving the LGBTIQ people and non-nuclear families, are social threats and economic burdens. These messages reinforce intolerance and can even inspire hatreds, they believe. But research has shown that U.S. Christian right organizations have increasingly grown transatlantic networks in Africa as part of the expansion strategy. They provide mentorship to support the establishment of pro-family civil society. Now, efforts to stop government's proposed inclusive approach to education about sexuality could have serious consequences. This is because research has shown that it can have a profoundly positive effect on young people. I don't know how. And they're saying, for example, information about contraception and consent makes it more likely that young adolescents will have safer encounters. But we don't want them to have encounters at all, it's what I say. An emphasis on the benefits of abstinence, as well as information about contraception and disease prevention, has shown to help reduce rates of teen pregnancy and the transmission of sexuality transmitted infections. And the new content has been developed to combat abuse and the country's extreme levels of gender. But really, I just find this to be a bit disturbing, because as a parent, don't you have the right? Don't you have the right for your child to be shielded from this? And don't you have the right to ensure that your children get wholesome education? Now, is this wholesome? Is the big question for me, really. And I start to wonder how wholesome this is going to be. And now, you know, advocacy groups with U.S. ties, and then obviously if these groups with U.S. ties are starting to get involved, and if these groups are also being vocal about South African education, then it is a cause for concern, I think. Because really, if organizations outside the borders of South Africa are now starting to worry about the sex education that is going to be it's going to be harmful to children, then there is obviously something to worry about. Now, right now, I think maybe we should speak to the professionals and ask really exactly what is happening here. And we're going to be speaking to Mogoena Moluleke, who is the secretary or the general secretary of the South African Democratic Teachers Union. And let's see what is their take regarding this. Mogoena, good afternoon and thank you for joining us.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for having us.
Mogoena, I think a very interesting topic here, and I see organizations from abroad also starting to show concern about the proposed syllabus by the Education Department in South Africa to include sex education for our youngsters. Firstly, let's ask, what is the view of the South African Democratic Teachers Union regarding the introduction of this new syllabus?
Well, let me thank you. It's quite an important debate that we must have as the nation. Our view, to answer your question, is that the organization is still debating this particular issue, learning from other nations, but also from the UNESCO, and the view is that we must have sexuality education rather than to have sex education in our schools. So in terms of that, we meaning that, yes, we need to introduce our children to understand the roles and differences that are there, but also to take responsibility of their lives and their bodies and so forth. But we are fully not supporting anything that would be about explicit sex teaching that mm-hmm. would then interfere with our values.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I'm sure there are some teachers now. I myself am becoming a teacher as well, not too far from getting my degree, inshallah, hopefully. But I think are there no teachers who are displaying uncomfortability of having to teach or of having to potentially teach sex education?
Yes, even sex education, you'll have majority of the teachers having a problem to teach that. But sexuality, because it's different from the sex education, mm-hmm. sexuality education would be really empowering our learners, and that some of the teachers, yes, would have a problem because of values, because of their religious beliefs, where they come from, and so forth. And I think we need to accommodate everyone, because at the end of the day, it's the parent's decision to then say, I take my child to the school and this is the curriculum I want to follow, and mm-hmm. so forth. The department has got to also be, when we roll out this particular sexuality education, it must be sensitive. It must also be sensitive to others in terms of age, that you cannot expose a particular age to a particular lesson that has got implication to that particular child. So sexuality education in terms of UNESCO is something that has been going on globally, and it has been accepted that it is necessary that we teach each other to be responsible for our lives, our bodies, and to making better choices and so forth. And in that particular way, it is not the same as sex education, where it's explicit that you ask children to talk about what happens and so forth, except to then say, can you differentiate the girl between a boy and the characteristics and so forth. So it's almost like a biology.
I'm actually trying to understand quickly the difference between sex education and sexuality education. What is, if you may spell it out for me, the difference between the two?
Yes, so in the beginning, when we're debating the issues of life orientation and so forth, from all the time, has always been the issue that sex education would be really not sensitive to the age. That's one. Two, it will be exclusive in terms of the sexuality organs, and therefore it will be more at the level of emotions and feelings rather than educationally empowering. For example, if a boy is reaching a stage of teenage, then are able to say, these are the signs that you must be aware of. These are the hormones that you must be aware of. That is sexuality education, because it then empowers the learner to understand that this particular period is coming, and therefore this is how I may have to react when this thing comes and so forth, rather than to be talking about anal education and all these other things that sex education talks about in terms of your masturbation, teaching young children about that. That is not sexuality education, because at the end of the day, it exposes children to acts that their age is not appropriate for those particular acts.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And as a parent, what's the rights of the parents as far as limiting what is being taught to their children in school if they're not happy with this, if it's introduced into the curriculum and parents are not happy with this? What's their way forward?
As a parent, if anything is inappropriate, clearly it is that it must be raised at the level of the school and engage the school governing body to then say, no, look, in terms of the choice of textbooks, for example, mm-hmm. that may cause problems to the children, that may cause problems for the teachers themselves. It is that you go for the textbooks that are approved by the Department of Education, that has been scrutinized, that they are not deviating from the policy, they are not deviating from what is required for a particular grade, for a particular age. And therefore, if that is happening, it is a choice of the parents and the school management. They say, these are the textbooks we will only buy for our children. These are the teaching lessons or teaching aids that we'll use, that we will not interfere with the values of our children and the values of our parents, because the school, it serves the community, and therefore it must serve the culture and the values of that particular community. And that is very, very important, that the parents must take a leading role in this, because it is their decision in terms of curriculum choices.
Mm-hmm, definitely, I have to agree with you, because at the end of the day, I think quite a lot of South Africans, especially in my community, especially in the Muslim community, were up in arms how is this possible? How are we going to be allowing our children to be exposed to this? And I'm sure you know the South African Teachers Democratic Union, obviously a big player, and will have much to do, and I think your say has quite a lot of weight. So you also have the weight of the teachers, the weight of the parents. And let me ask you this question. Are there any religious organizations who the South African Democratic Teachers Union are in consultation with as far as mapping a way forward as far as sexuality education is concerned?
Not that I know at the moment. They might have approached maybe our regional or our local structures, but at the national level, we have not had any discussion with any religious bodies. And we are open to discuss this, because education is a societal issue, and therefore religious bodies are very important in the building of a nation, together with us as the nation builders, as the teachers. It's very critical that from time to time we're working together, we understand each other, we understand the concerns that are there, and we can clarify certain positions that need to be clarified around this particular subject.
Well, definitely, I think it is quite a sensitive issue here in South Africa. Many people up in arms, and many people now quite wary about what's going to be happening. But we'll have to wait to see how it plays out and take it from there. Magwena, we say thank you to you. Very busy time, I know, for the South African teachers, the South African Democratic Teachers Union, by taking time out for us. And we wish you all the best in mapping a way forward.
Thank you so much, and I wish you your success in your studies, and then we will be seeing you soon in our classes.
Definitely, definitely, we will be meeting in the future.
Exactly.
Mugwena, you have a great weekend.
Okay, same to you, sir.
Bye. Mugwena Maluleke is the General Secretary of the South African Democratic Teachers Union, and yes, I think this is quite an issue. This is a bit of a worry. Now, what if you're a teacher at a school, and you have these values which you aren't too excited about teaching this sort of education, because we know nowadays the hormones of our youngsters, really the hormones of our youngsters, are absolutely shocking. And I'm going to use some colloquial terms here, in that they have no sharam, our youngsters. You know, they got no shame in talking about these things. And it's really, are we exposing them, or are we just giving them ammunition, really?